A new robot is being developed that's capable of safely disinfecting hospitals, offices, and classrooms.
This robot can be deployed where human beings are in danger. So the main function is to disinfect areas.
That's Bradley University Professor Saraz Mia. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, January 4th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The April 6th consolidated election will include one contested race for a seat on the Peoria Public Schools Board of Education. Joe Deacon reports.
Incumbent Northern District Representative Dan Walther faces a challenge from Mike Murphy as he seeks his second five-year term. Walther says District 150 is facing a challenging time amid the COVID-19 pandemic, but the biggest focus should be a return to in-person instruction.
We're going to try and get the kids back in the school safely as soon as possible. I think we've had a drop-off in academic performance because of the pandemic. We've had high school kids that haven't been back to school now approaching a year. And even some of our brightest students, it's been a real challenge to do this online.
Murphy is a literacy advocate who volunteers with the Peoria Public Schools Foundation and has served on the Committee for Strategic Planning. He's also the father of three Keller Primary School students.
I want to bring a perspective and a voice more so from the parents' side of things, seeing things, the struggles that they're going through, and just representing them, as well as the teachers and faculty. And I think that that's really key, especially during situations like what we're experiencing right now, is just having that open line of communication.
In the Central District, Lynn Kostick is unopposed for her first full term. She was appointed to the board in 2019. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Senator Dick Durbin says President Donald Trump's call with the Georgia Secretary of State seeking to overturn the results of that state's election are delusional and disgraceful. Leaked audio was released by the Washington Post over the weekend. More than 1,000 Ameren line workers were deployed across the state on New Year's Day after a winter storm knocked out power for thousands, and Morton students will return to class tomorrow with relatively low district-wide COVID numbers. Other districts are choosing to return students to in-person learning after 2 weeks of remote teaching. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. An ultraviolet robot under development in Peoria could be an affordable and safe sanitization option for hospitals, offices, and other indoor spaces. Tim Shelley spoke with Saraz Mia, an assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at Bradley University, about his concept.
The main function of this robot is to disinfect areas such as hospitals, offices, for example, classrooms, and also this robot can be deployed where human beings are in danger. Okay, so the main function is to disinfect areas. That's the main function of this robot that we are expecting.
How does it work exactly?
Okay, so it is completely autonomous. It's an autonomous robot. There will be an UV light will be mounted on top of the robot. And also this robot is mounted with some sort of spraying machine so that it can spray vertically and horizontally as well. And it disinfects areas by spreading UV light.
Got it. And can you describe it a little bit? I mean, how big is it? I'm kind of picturing like a Roomba here almost.
Yeah, it's basically, you can think of it just like a Roomba robot that you can see, but its height is about a foot height. And the most important thing is that it is modular. For example, you can just take off UV light and you can just put it back. It doesn't have to be completely intact. It is modular. That's what I'm trying to say.
How did you come up with this idea?
Okay, so this idea, actually, I was talking to my friend at St. John's University, and we were in a meeting with some doctors as well. So we were talking about this sort of robots. And then since I work in the field of robotics, I took the initiative to actually design this robot. So the design is still under investigation.
So about how far in the process are you? I mean, do you have a timeline for when we might actually see this come out?
Yeah, so I have set up a timeline about a year. So I'm thinking of having this robot fully functional in about a year from now.
Got it. And I understand you're looking to also incorporate students into this process. If you could talk a little bit about that.
Actually, there are two students currently working on this project. So these students will keep working on this project to make it fully functional. And also, these robots require a bit of time for us to make the chassis, for example. And also, there are some other hardware that need to be incorporated. It will take a bit of time, actually. But the initial timeline is about a year that we are planning to have this robot fully functional.
How much was this robot expected to cost?
We are thinking of having this robot cost less than $1,000. There are many robots available in the market that cost like $4,000 to $10,000, depending on the features. There are sophisticated, there are fancy robots available in the market, but the main purpose of this robot is to make it affordable to everybody, and cost is we are planning to have it less than $1,000.
Got it. And what are some of the advantages to this robot in terms of having a robot go in and clean an office or clean a hotel room or whatever the environment might be, as opposed to having people do it?
Yeah. So the main advantage of this robot is modular. Modular in the sense that you can actually just works like a plug and it is supposed to work just like a plug and play architecture. Okay, for example, EV light, you can just take it off, and then robot, you can then put it back, or different type of EV light you can put it. So we are thinking of making it completely modular. And the other advantage is that since I'm talking about modular a lot, so this robot would be able to adapt itself to some environment where it needs to spread vertically and also horizontally.
That's Bradley University Professor Suraj Mia speaking with Tim Shelley. You can hear more of their conversation at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.